I'm Whitney Houston.
Hi, everybody. It's Barry Manilow here.
This is Darlene Love.
This is Brian Wilson.
Kenny G here. I do want to wish all my friends a very happy and healthy holiday season.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Legendary record executive and record producer Clive Davis passed away this week. He was 94. Clive's name is not one usually associated with Christmas music, but we'll get to that in a minute or two. First, a little about Clive. From Wikipedia, he won 4 Grammy Awards, 2 for Santana's album Supernatural, 1 for Kelly Clarkson's album Breakaway, and 1 for Jennifer Hudson's self-titled album. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a non-performer in 2000. In 2011, the 200-seat theater at the Grammy Museum was named the Clive Davis Theater. From 1967 to 1973, Clive was the president of Columbia Records. He was the founder and president of Arista Records from 1974 through 2000 until founding J Records. From 2002 until April 2008, he was chair and CEO of the RCA Music Group, which included RCA Records, J Records, and Arista Records. Chair and CEO of J Records, and chair and CEO of BMG North America. Clive is credited with having hired a young recording artist named Tony Orlando as a music executive for Columbia in 1967. Tony provided Barry Manilow with his first recording contract a few years later. Clive signed many artists who achieved significant success, including Pink Floyd, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin, Laura Nero, Santana, Bruce Springsteen, Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Aerosmith, Billy Joel, Donovan, the Bay City Rollers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Luther Vandross, Loggins and Messina, Ace of Base, Olivia Longett, Westlife, and Gavin DeGraw. He is also credited with having brought Whitney Houston and Barry Manilow to prominence. Clive served as the chief creative officer of Sony Music Entertainment from 2008 until his death in 2026. In their obituary, the New York Times called Davis a hit-making titan of the music industry who became one of music's most powerful executives. He was noted for elevating the careers of several influential musicians, some I've named already, but such as Aretha Franklin, Barry Manilow, Billy Joel, Carlos Santana, Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Aerosmith, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitney Houston. New York Times regarded him as one of the, quote, few non-performers in the music industry to become a household name, end quote. The BBC regarded Davis as, quote, one of the most influential executives in the history of rock and pop, end quote. CNN also called him a, quote, monumental music producer and record industry titan, end quote, who nurtured stars in his career. The Guardian noted his ability to find musical talent as he, quote, predicted music's biggest stars like no one else, end quote. Grammy Award winner Diane Warren called Clive the greatest music man of all time. The Hollywood Reporter credited his golden ear, who helped elevate Janis Joplin's career and made Bruce Springsteen and Whitney Houston household names, and carried Carlos Santana and Aretha Franklin to newfound fame. According to the folks at Discogs, Clive has almost 750 connections to music recordings, and nearly 500 of those are as producer. He also has over 200 credits for writing and arranging. So what about Christmas music. Well, in a career so enormous, there would have to be some Christmas music, right? Well, there is. I found at least 20 Christmas releases that Clive was connected to, and I'm sure there are more. I'll share a few of what I think are among the highlights. First, Lynn Anderson's Christmas album from 1971. A year after her chart-topping success with I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, Lynn Anderson released her first Christmas album simply entitled The Christmas Album. Clive was one of the producers. The album's opening song, Ding-a-ling the Christmas Bell, was released as a single and at one point considered as a possible Christmas cartoon special, but the project never got off the ground. And to be honest, I don't know if Clive had anything to do with that. This was Lynn's third album of 1971, and it made it to number 13 on Billboard's Top 200 album chart. Fast forward to 1992, Clive was the executive producer for the soundtrack to Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. That album featured All Alone on Christmas by Darlene Love, Bette Midler's version of Somewhere in My Memory, which I think is the first vocal version. TLC's version of Sleigh Ride was also on that soundtrack, as was Atlantic Star's version of Silver Bells and Lisa Fisher's version of O Come All Ye Faithful. That album was re-released a year later as Home Alone Christmas, adding Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Christmas All Over Again and Southside Johnny Lyon's version of Please Come Home for Christmas. A few years later, Clive was the executive producer for the soundtrack to Whitney Houston's movie, The Preacher's Wife. This album included Whitney's song, Who Would Imagine a King, and her amazing version of Joy to the World with the Georgia Mass Choir. Both of those tracks would show up on Whitney's Christmas album, One Wish, in 2003. That same year, Clive worked with Alicia Keys on her song, Little Drummer Girl, which was part of Jermaine Dupri Presents 12 Soulful Nights of Christmas. In 1999, Clive was the executive producer for Kenny G's second Christmas album, Faith. Clive also produced Kenny G's 2005 collection, The Greatest Holiday Classics. In 2003, Clive produced the soundtrack for the movie Love Actually. While the US and UK versions of the soundtrack had differences, the trio of Christmas songs were the same on each. Otis Redding's version of White Christmas, Olivia Olson's version of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and Bill Nye's song from the movie, as his character Billy Mack, Christmas Is All Around. By the way, Olivia's cover of Mariah's song was one of the first covers of that song, even though it was nearly 10 years after its initial release. In 2005, Clive signed Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson to Arista Records to release his seasonal album, What I Really Want for Christmas. That album featured a bunch of covers, as well as Brian's solo versions of songs he recorded with the Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick and The Man with All the Toys. The album also included Brian's collaboration with Bernie Taupin on the title track and his collaboration with Jimmy Webb on the song Christmassy. There are at least a dozen Christmas compilations that Clive produced or executive produced over the last 10 to 15 years or so. At least that's what I've come across, and I'm sure there are more. I just thought that there's been a lot of outpouring of love and admiration for Clive, and rightly so, but I hadn't seen anything about the Christmas music he helped make possible, and I wanted to share that. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.